Praise be Jesus and Mary. You note in the first reading, it has actually been for these past at least 2 days, St. John is speaking of love. And at the end of this gospel passage, this first reading that we just heard, St. John points out that love, true love, drives out fear. There's nothing to be afraid of. Because, as he points out earlier, true love is God. God is love, he says. And he who abides in God, a God, and God in him, abides in love, and God in him. He who abides in love abides in God, and God in him. He's with God. And God is with him. Then there is nothing to fear. And that is the emphasis on the gospel passage we just heard. The disciples, we have not fully understood what has just taken place. Because the incident just before this one was that of the breaking of the loaves, the multiplication of the loaves, which of course prefigures the Eucharist, which is, again, our Lord God with us, truly present in the Eucharist. Therefore, with God, as God is with us, our Lord is with us, we need not be afraid. If the disciples not understanding fully everything. In fact, the evangelist here tells us, on the contrary, the hearts were hardened. They still don't understand when they see our Lord coming to them in the middle of the night, and they are terrified. They think they're seeing a ghost, they're terrified. And our Lord immediately proceeds to calm them. Fear not, it is I. You see, with our Lord, there is nothing to be afraid of. Then the question remains, do we walk with him? Are we always in his presence? Or do we forget his presence and go on about the very worries of our day? Now what am I going to do? Why isn't it working this way for me? Why is everything falling apart or seem to be? Have we forgotten? He is with us. He will lead us and guide us. Do we remind ourselves of that? Or as one of my own co-workers once told me in my own busy work day, every once in a while look up. Here he was referring to our Blessed Lady, of course. Look up and tell her how much you love her. The same thing with our Lord. Look up every once in a while and tell him how much you love him. He is with us. He is guiding us. He is leading us. We need not be afraid. Praise be Jesus and Mary.